with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen. And please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Big ovation, Mike. First win in a month. You said trust the process. Were there slight changes along the way, or was it just status quo? Here we go in Minnesota.
Well, it's the process. I thought our players did an excellent job just staying the course. Really, I thought the preparation has been excellent for 2 weeks. So, and that's what it's all about. It's just believing in one another, believing in the process, and really, I thought their energy, their intensity was exactly what we needed in Minnesota.
Mike, both before and after the game, Julius Peppers said, "It is the kind of game that can define a team." What do you think?
I think it's a defining moment. It's definitely a part of our season that we'll look back on, and definitely a gear was shifted, and we needed it. I felt all three areas played well. We made our share of mistakes. We need to get better. We'll learn from that. It's a quick week going into Chicago here, but the intensity and just the overall confidence one another. I thought our guys really played well to each other, and when a guy did make a mistake, there was two or three guys right there to pick up for him.
Eddie Lacy, 22 carries, 4.5 average, first 100-yard rushing game of the year, and that spin move I think proves he's back. He had a burst.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a fan of the spin move, frankly, because of the ball security. Mm. But why don't you take it up with Eddie?
It looked impressive.
No, I thought Eddie played very well. I think the most important statistic there was the 22 touches. That's what he needed. He's feeling better. That was evident in just the way he ran. So definitely a big part of our production on offense.
How about the O-line in front of him, Mike, playing without Corey Linsley, J.C. Treader taking over?
I mean, J.C. Treader taking over right in the middle of a series, you know, particularly in the red zone. You're an old offensive lineman, and, they don't want to, when they're injured, go down. But when you're a center, you should go down so the backup center can come in and practice the snap and so forth. So that's the kind of stuff that I worry about. But he went in there and played well. I think any time, you know, whether it's a center, you know, quarterback, or, you know, a position where you handle the ball almost every play or an intimate part of the mechanics of handling the football, and you don't have to change your game plan. I think that's a real compliment to J.C.
Larry, I apologize because I'm kind of treading on your turf, offensive line play, but T.J. Lang, that block that he had on the Stark screen pass, man, that was impressive. Guys getting downfield, getting after it.
Definitely a highlight play, really for T.J., and I think T.J. Lang's playing his best football of his career. I think he's an all-pro player right now, so he's having one heck of a year.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Adrian Peterson, 13 carries, 45 yards, 3.5 a carry. We're talking about Adrian Peterson, Mike. How'd you guys get that done?
Great player. Excellent run defense. And I just think, you know, it comes down to the pursuit. You know, guys winning the one-on-ones, discipline staying in their gaps, but more importantly, rallying to the football because he breaks tackles. He's a dynamic player.
You mentioned it, Mike. Guys flying to the ball. I thought Sam Shields set a good tone. He had the tackle on the first Minnesota drive to stop that drive. Then later on, recovered the fumble. Seemed like he played well. Defensive line played well. A lot of guys getting after it.
Yeah, and the turnover was a huge. It's always obviously a big play, but I thought that was a huge play in the game, just because they're making that effort to get back in the game. Teddy Bridgewater was making some plays with his feet and avoided some sacks. And I just thought that was a huge momentum shift, and I really thought it was kind of the turning point of the game because our defense was playing so well. The only thing that they hadn't done to that point was get the turnover.
Mike, six sacks, six of them, and they came in a variety of different ways from a variety of different players.
Yeah, that's it, and I think that says something about our defense. That's when we play good run defense, we put teams in a position where they need to throw the ball, and when they have to throw the football, we feel like they're playing uphill against us. So we have a number of guys who can really get after in the pass rush, and it's all about creating those one-on-one opportunities for the individual players, and a bunch of guys are getting home. And frankly, the six sacks, but I don't know what the pressure statistics were, but it had to be double that.
something that you don't see very often. Mike, so I had to ask you about it. You know, Aaron Rodgers is so efficient, 16 of 34 passing, but still, you guys seem to be able to move the ball consistently on a very tough defense and score 30 points on that defense.
You know, frankly, I was surprised by Aaron's statistics after the game. That doesn't happen to me very often because, I mean, I get to look at it at halftime and so forth because, you know, I thought statistically we were much more productive. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you go back through the video, I mean, we missed some opportunities, but very good defense. And, you know, but I thought Aaron played very well.
You know, Mike, Clay Matthews has gone a few games without a sack, but you watch the tape and he does so many things. I mean, a sack statistic doesn't tell the Clay Matthews story.
They need to come up with a disruptive statistic. Clay Matthews is clearly one of the most disruptive players that I've ever been around. I know there was an article a few weeks back, and there's a comparison to Junior Seau, which is a huge compliment because I was in Kansas City when Junior was playing in San Diego, and he was just so disruptive. You had to talk about him all the time. You had to know where he was all the time. I mean, that's what Clay is to an offense. He just he demands attention on each and every play, and that's a big help to us defensively, and it really helps the other guys get the one-on-one opportunities.
Next up, we will talk more about the Minnesota game and where the Packers are headed from here. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back to The Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, we got to ask about Jeff Janis. Made an impact with his speed, 70-yard kickoff return, and then a 50-yard flip the field with the pass interference.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Jeff is a young man that just keeps getting better. I mean, with every opportunity, and you know, particularly when you put him in new situations. I just love the way he's making progress on special teams. Every time he gets a chance to play a different position, you know, he gets a few reps and then has really become one of our, you know, primary special team players. And I think you're seeing the same thing on offense too. So, you know, he had a role in the game plan, and when he got out there, he definitely commanded some attention. And and almost had a big play there with him and Aaron on the one play that they didn't connect on. So I thought Jeff had a nice day.
Mike, would you say team-wide, your big playmakers, the guys capable of it, made big plays, and it makes such a difference in a game?
Well, the old saying that your big-time players need to make big plays, but, you know, the other part of it is, too, is they have to set up the other guys to make plays. That's where you see the development of your young players. And young player doesn't always just mean first-year or second-year player. It's really got players that didn't have that many opportunities in the past. And that's how you get better, because the more people, obviously, that can make plays, the more production you have as a football team.
Mike, I'm going to ask you a personal question. What makes you so good at ignoring the noise? 3-game losing streak, whatever, didn't seem to faze you at all. In situations like this, it just seems like you always have the team on track to go into Minnesota and do what you need to do.
Well, I mean, you should just have to come out to my house someday and see what that's all about.
I'm invited? This is a big progress for me if I'm invited.
I guess I'll just have to tell you about it. So, no, I mean, that's my job. I mean, it's, I believe in these guys. Everybody's committed. You really don't see any blink. Accountability is a huge indicator when you go through, you know, tough times. And there's so much to gain from tough moments, and hopefully that's what we'll get out of this.
Mike, you know what I thought was cool? There were several times when it was just the world's ugliest run. Arms and legs all over the place. You guys are running the football, but the Minnesota arms and legs are going backwards. And by the end of it, it's a 5-yard gain. That's a winning run. Those plays that look like attitude plays, just dirty, nasty, don't look good, but, man, they say something about a team's attitude.
Oh, definitely, you know, especially when it's a play called splash. You know, you just splash it up there in the A-gap and, you know, just get the double teams going. Everybody pushes it for 5 yards. I mean, that's attitude football, and our guys do a great job of it.
Kind of hinted at it with Jeff Janis, but when you have your top three returners, Micah Hyde went out during the game, yep. Ty Montgomery couldn't suit up. Jared Aberderis was out, and you got to go to Randall Cobb to return punts, Jeff Janis on kicks. What does that say about your team that you're basically down to maybe option four or whatever you want to say, and they get the job done?
Well, it says a lot about the players, too. I mean, Randall, you're just like, well, hey, do you really want to use him as a returner? You know, mm-hmm. That's how the media thinks, but, you know, I think like that once in a while. And, you know, you're a little hesitant, but he's on the sideline. He wants to do it. So I think it just tells you a lot about our players, and Jeff Janis just needed that opportunity. Look what he did with it.
Mike, I mentioned the sack total earlier, but Does that also say something about what was going on in the back end? Because coverage can lead to sacks. How was that?
Yeah, definitely. I thought the defensive staff, Dom, I thought he called a very good game. And the ability to mix up the man in the zone. We played some more zone in the back end. And because we have been a very successful and predominantly man-to-man, just mixing up the coverages and, just giving our guys that extra second to the time clock always makes a big difference.
Next up, Mike and Larry on the Telestrator, including that touchdown right before the half. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Shotgun, two safeties high. Snap to Rodgers. Throws the end zone. He's got his man. Touchdown, Randall Cobb on a slant.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, I thought a huge play was when you guys scored a touchdown right before half. So if we could, let's take a look at it. And without giving away any secrets, what's the concept? What are you trying to get done?
Well, first off, I think you have to go back to the coin toss because it gives you the chance to get a score going in and a score coming out, hopefully. So that was actually, I thought, was a big point in the game. With this particular play, you can see we're in a 3-by-1. That would be three receivers to this side, one receiver to this side. So we'd actually just ran a play earlier, the play before, where Randall had an outbreaking route to the corner. And the nickelback played him outside leverage. So with that, it was an excellent adjustment by Aaron Rodgers at the line of scrimmage. So he went right to a three vertical route where we get over top of here, influence the safety, cut the coverage here on the linebacker. Randall runs an excellent nod seam, opens up the window for Aaron, and he hits him right in stride. So big play right before the half. Obviously, that's what you're looking for. Then you had the ball coming out. I thought there was a big sequence in the game.
Now we see that route. And, Mike, when it's caught, okay, stop it right there. Let's run it back a little bit. I wanted to ask you about that. Important is this part where attracting that safety at the top with the tight end there.
That would be a number one in importance. That was supposed to be a one. But because with that, it gives a chance. You look where Aaron's eyes are, and when I want to talk about cutting the coverage, this right here, you're cutting the coverage. There's an influence on the safety, and that in itself opens up the – which we call the window. I always talk about windows. You're throwing the football through windows, into windows. And Randall runs an excellent route, is very patient. And you can see the nickel maintains his outside leverage, and Aaron throws it right in rhythm, and really it's a bang-bang play. Excellent scheme, excellent execution, number one.
Okay, let's change the view now because I wanted to ask you about this. You have young J.C. Treader in here playing for the injured Corey Linsley.
Yes.
And he gets a very tough stunt in that he's sliding this way, and then they have the drive man coming at him. That's tough stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You can see really TJ does a good job of trying to take the sting off of that because it's a TT stunt, as in, it was probably called to go, in line with the point of the decoration of a center. So you can see our three inside guys do an excellent job of squaring that thing up and keeping a good pocket for Aaron.
Big play for the Green Bay Packers with excellent execution on both sides of the ball. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. It is Game Balls this week, and no mystery on this one, Mike. Offensively, it's Eddie Lacy and James Jones. We talked quite a bit about Eddie Lacy before, but James Jones, 109 yards receiving, the touchdown, the two-point conversion. What a game for him.
Big day, big plays. The touchdown throw there at the back of the end zone is just a thing of beauty.
Mike, on defense, you went with Mike Daniels, one of our all-time favorites, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Production, just for both those guys. And I think it's what I like about it is you see the compliment from the front end to the back end. So Ha-Ha was, he was all over the place. Thought did an exceptional job, particularly disguising coverages. And, Mike's just a buzzsaw.
Special teams, Mason Crosby. I don't think any of us up here were worried about him at all from the previous game. But 5 for 5, all of them from longer than 40 yards outdoors. That's really, really impressive.
Yeah, and I just thought that not only the fact that he hit 5 for 5, but just the way he did it. He kind of hit a 7-iron all day. He just got the ball online and was extremely accurate. You know, there wasn't a big wind up there, but it changed. You walked out on the field in the second half. I mean, the lighting is nothing like it is right now here in the in our studio, but it was a different atmosphere. You know, all those things kind of play into you're in a different environment, but I just thought he was extremely accurate with the ball placement.
Mike, like you said recently, I think it speaks volumes about Mason Crosby and his approach and mental makeup. He doesn't get a second down. He just walks out there and does it. And I think it says a lot about him.
Well, he's a pro. I think we all feel he's the best kicker in the league. He's the same guy every day. You know, just really the whole battery. You know, Brett Good and Tim Mastey and Mason. Those guys are together all day, every day. And they're just so consistent, and it carries over to game time.
We always ask for your opinion on the show, hashtag McCarthy Show on Twitter. And I don't know if it's the player of the game or the play of the game, but, Mike, we had a lot of reaction on Twitter about James Jones' hoodie. What did you think about the hoodie when you first saw him wearing that out there?
I thought it looked pretty cool. I would never tell James that, so please don't let him know I said that about him. But he's kind of he's a fashion statement every day. He's really picked up his game since he left here. Now, but I mean, hey, I don't really get caught up in it, but I did notice it, and I had asked somebody just to make sure it was legal because you have to look at those kind of things. But yeah, I thought it works for him, so I'm sure we might see it again.
Sure.
Let's get a head start on talking about what you got coming up Thursday night. The Chicago Bears, are they pretty much the same team that you saw in Week 1?
Definitely not. I think anytime you see a coaching change, and John Fox is an excellent coach and has been a long time in this league. They've improved in all three phases. You can see the efficiency of their offenses has really picked up. Cutler's really comfortable. Defensively, just very sound. You can see that the foundation has been laid there, and special teams has really picked it up too. So this will be a big battle Thursday night.
In our final segment, we'll get you ready more for that Bears game and a very special Thanksgiving night. You're watching the Michael McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry, you mentioned it. The Bears come into town. But what a special Thanksgiving night. You're honoring Brett Favre. Bart Starr comes back. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Bears, one of your biggest rivals on Thanksgiving night. What a game.
Oh, I mean, it's a special once-in-a-lifetime, event. And, I think any time the Bears and the Packers get together, that's always a big-time game. And that's why we're usually on national TV. And, retiring Brett's jersey, that's going to be special at halftime. And I think, not to a man, everybody's excited to see Bart come back. So that'll be a big evening.
Mike, a short week for the players, but it's a different story for the coaching staff. I believe you guys have been working on Bear stuff since late last week. How do you click it off? I mean, you got the Vikings front and center in your mind. How do you click it off and kind of, okay, now let's do the Bears for a while?
I'll tell you, it's tough. We start game planning the Bears on Friday. We stayed here after work and did a little bit Saturday, and then I personally had to turn it off. But actually, before when I was calling the offense, I could never do that because that would screw me up. But you have to. We always do preliminary game plans each and every week. And this particular week, playing the Thursday game, we had to have the majority of done before we went over to Minnesota.
You've played on Thanksgiving a number of times. How do you prep for it? I mean, it's a different day. It's a holiday, but you've got a business to take care of. How do you deal with Thanksgiving?
It's different. We usually are going to Detroit, so it just kind of gets there so fast because you have to travel. This one will be different. There's some time, especially with it being at home and at night. So there'll definitely be some time in the morning where, our players and our coaching staff will be able to spend some time with their family. That's where they should be.
Mike, your playmakers are making plays. Your defense is playing fast and edgy. And Eddie Lacy is looking like Eddie Lacy. Is there any better way to go into a game against the Chicago Bears?
No, I like that. Sounds good to me, Larry. I don't think I even need to add to that. But, we clearly understand what's happened here the last month. This is a really difficult stretch of our season. So we're focused on getting healthy. And we need to get this win, get the Lambeau advantage going again. And I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck against the Bears, and a happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after the Bears game.